a rare recording of Edward L. Bernays, public relations pioneer. This is a Listen and Live audio production. Edward Louis Bernays, November 22, 1891 to March 9, 1995, was an American pioneer in the field of public relations and propaganda. A nephew of Sigmund Freud, Bernays touted the idea that the conscious and intelligent manipulation of the organized habits and opinions of the masses is an important element in democratic society. His books include Crystallizing Public Opinion, 1923, Propaganda, 1928, Public Relations, 1945, and The Engineering of Consent, 1955. The following recording was made in 1986.
I was a member of the United States Committee on Public Information in World War I, and I worked with the committee to make this the war to end all wars, which was Wilson's idea, and the war to make the world safe for democracy, and to popularize throughout the world the 14 points. And I found that ideas were weapons and were even more effective than bullets, because when Woodrow Wilson said, "Freedom of the seas," the Swiss, who had been neutral in the war, recognized that they depended on freedom of the seas and came over to our side. And when one of the 14 points said, independence for ethnic entities, various ethnic groups on the Baltic Sea who were owned a part of Russia decided that they wanted to be independent, the Lithuanians, the Letts, and the Estonians. And when I got back from the war, I recognized that ideas could be as important weapons as anything. And first, I called what we did publicity direction. I would direct the conduct of people so that they could win, through ideas, their public goals. And soon I found out that I could give advice and a person could win his or her goals, whether it was to become an elected official or whether to become the head of a corporation or whether to sell ideas or a product. And I found out that one action that they might commit would destroy whatever reputation had been built up through public visibility. If a politician called somebody a Polak or a chink, as I remember somebody did some years ago, they would lose their place in a democratic society. So I decided that if people wanted to meet their goals, which always depended on the public, even in the case of a hermit who had to be fed by somebody, that it was basically important to have actions considered as carefully as words. And we changed the name of what we did from publicity direction to counsel, which I took from lawyers, advice on public relations, which really means on their relationships with the public. And since everything in our society depends on the consent of other people than ourselves, it obviously was a field that would help people win.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?